Hello, boys and girls. And today, I actually just finished the show Dororo, or Dororo, I guess, the way you're supposed to say it, which is an Amazon Prime exclusive, I believe. And it's based on Tezuka Osamu's, one of his, if you don't know Tezuka Osamu, he's, I guess, the god of manga, and sort of like what Hayao Miyazaki did for, like, anime, like, he did for manga. That's basically what, it's kind of, like, the birth of, he's sort of the birth of anime as well, because, like, as you guys know, like, manga's, like, anime is just an animated version of manga, like, 90%, of, like, 95% of the time, either manga or light novel. So, in a way, this guy, Tezuka Osamu, if you guys don't know who he is, he's most definitely the most important person in anime / manga history. I would say him and Hayao Miyazaki would be up there. And Dororo is actually one of his works. Tezuka Osamu apparently did about 700 manga series. I'm sorry, 700 volumes of manga, apparently. And obviously there's plenty of series there, probably like hundreds or, you know, dozens of them. And they include Astro Boy, Princess Knight, Kimba the White Lion, Blackjack, Phoenix, Buddha, and one of them is Dororo, which is, I think it had an anime adaptation, like an OG one, in the 70s, if I'm not mistaken. It had Dororo to Hakimaru, which is 1969. So it's an anime from 50 years ago, over 50 years ago, and the manga itself is from 1967. So this is a really old, really, really old manga, and also the anime, which is Dororo to Hakimaru, and Hakimaru, is, it's bloody 50 years old. Like, the manga is more than 50 years old, as well as this first anime adaptation, and finally we're revisiting this world that Tezuka Osamu have created. And, yeah, it's not a new show, obviously. This was a show that was out in 2019, and 2019 had some bangers, Demon Slayer, Vinland Saga. Wild Evergarden was 2018. Let me try to remember. Konosuba had the movie in 2019. Bunny Girl Senpai was 2018, if I'm not mistaken. What was the 2019 best anime? Devilman Crybaby is 2018. Demon Slayer definitely won 2019 best anime. Yojo Senki, the movie, Bunny Girl Senpai, the movie, Weathering With You, Promare, Ride Your Wave. There's plenty of anime movies. What are animes that came out in 2019, actually? I need to figure this out. 2019, no. Devilman Crybaby is 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Crunchyroll Anime Awards. Yeah, why not just come up? Carol and Tuesday, Mob Psycho number 2, Promised Neverland, Vinland Saga, Oi Maidens is in Your Savage Season. I have not watched that. Fruits Basket as well. There's plenty of good animes. Astro Lost in Space. Underrated anime, in my opinion. Not that well known, and an anime that I think more people should get into, considering it's so good. Fire Force came out that year as well, which is kind of decent, but basically Dororo is arguably, at least in my opinion, I don't know, it's such a weird, what was it, arguably, I just said arguably without, like, thinking what I was supposed to say, but I would say it's arguably one of the animes that I've been wanting to watch the most recently, not just recently, but in a while. one of my good mates, one of my best mates actually, he's super into Dororo. Like, he's the kind of guy who doesn't really buy expensive figures or figures in general. Like, I think he's quite selective with his figures. He's not the kind of guy who just buys figures, and he's out here spending $280 on the Hakimaru figure, which is something that he think has never done. I don't think he's ever spent over 100 or 150 for a figure, but he does have like a lot of like Dragon Ball figures and everything like that. But he's so adamant on getting this Hakimaru figure. So he is a massive fan of Dororo, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to get into the show. At least give it a try, but it was because I heard it was really good. Based on Osamu Tezuka, the Tezuka Osamu manga, which is a really old manga, and I don't know, I've never really watched anything that Tezuka Osamu has made. I didn't watch the OG Astro Boy. I've not read any of the Blackjack. I've watched Blackjack I watched Blackjack in when I was like super to be young, so I would not be able to remember. I don't remember too many of it. Like, I couldn't probably retrace a lot of the memories from watching that show, but I thought that the show was okay if I remember it correctly. But basically, I just want to have a fresh watch of a Tezuka Osamu adaptation of one of his mangas, which is what Dororo is. And I don't know why I was feeling a bit like I was feeling like watching some show that was based on the like sort of samurai, kind of like old school like era. And I was like, okay, let's give this a watch. I thought it was a really good show, at least especially in the beginning. I would say the first 12 episodes and like the first half sort of was excellent. I would say it was, what did episode 12 end up with? I just finished a show like half an hour ago, sort of like giving it a think and kind of giving it a bit of a, kind of like what I felt about the show and what grade I should give and things like that. And so episode 12 ended with, okay. If you guys don't know what Dororo is about, I'll probably give you guys the lowdown. So based on my anime list, synopsis is, Dororo is the greedy samurai lord. Daigo Kagemitsu's land is dying, and he would do anything for power, even renounce Buddha and make a pact with demons. His prayers are answered by 12 demons who grant him the power he desires by aiding his prefecture's growth, but at a price. When Kagemitsu's firstborn son is born, the boy had no limbs, no nose, no eyes, no ears, nor even skin, yet still he lives. This child is disposed of in a river and forgotten. But as luck would have it, he is saved by a medicine man who provides him with prosthetics and weapons, allowing for him to survive and fend for himself. The boy lives and grows, and although he cannot see, hear, or feel anything, he must defeat the demons that took him as a sacrifice. With the death of each one, he regains a part of himself that is rightfully his. For many years he wanders alone, until one day an orphan boy, Dororo, befriends him. The unlikely pair of castaways now fight for their survival and humanity in a unforgiving, demon-infested world. So that's a pretty accurate synopsis. So basically, there was this lord of the land, sort of. This guy who owns like land, and obviously the land is not doing so well. It wasn't very prosperous. Like, the rice fields were dying. Wasn't raining enough, and it was pretty dry and wasn't doing that well, so he made a pact with the devil, or the demons, I guess, and he was willing to give something, when whatever it is, for the prosperity of his land, and just happens to be his firstborn son, which is Hakimaru, And like I previously said in the synopsis, he had no limbs, no nose, no eyes, no ears, and no skin. But he was still alive, so when he was disposed of in the river, he got picked up by this guy who's like a genius, like doctor slash surgeon. Gave him prosthetic limbs, gave him prosthetic like skin and nose and eyes and prosthetic ears. And so basically, and he was born with like inhumane, like superhuman strength, superhuman like agility. And because he, and then it turns out that he himself has demon parts in him, and he is not fully human. And using this, obviously, and using his powers that is somewhat given to him, he gives himself a job, or I guess he journeys throughout Japan or like that area in order to defeat the demons and also to regain some of his to regain his body parts. And it's a really good story, I would say. It's one of the it's one of those shows that I don't know, I just I really enjoyed the show. And like I said, in the first half of the show is amazing. I would give it like an 8 or 9. Maybe closer to 9, maybe. But personally, I did not enjoy the second half of the show a little bit more. Funnily enough, I think there was an arc in kind of closer like around the first arc of or the first like main villain of the second part. Once that ended, I feel like the story kind of went downhill, in my personal opinion. Throughout the first like 15, 16 episodes, it was quite thrilling. Like the story arcs were like, because a lot of it is episodic, where each episode is like a different story, a different, he would meet different people. And I think, but an arc that was, or the story that was quite important in the beginning is the story with Mio, which is a girl that Hakimaru and Dororo met, who took care of Hakimaru and Dororo, and also who sang, who had a beautiful voice that Hyakumaru really enjoyed. Because I think at that, when Hyakumaru, spoiler alert, when Hyakumaru regained his ears and he gained the ability to listen, he would find everything to be too loud. And Mio's singing is one of the only things that he enjoyed listening to. And to be perfectly honest, my problem with the stories is that I have a few things that I kind of disliked, even in the beginning, which is Mio's kind of storyline. I feel like she's a pretty interesting character in the beginning, like, and the fact that she wasn't around for too long in the show is quite disappointing, considering, at least in the opening songs and sort of how Hakimaru and Dororo is of kind of affected by her, and the fact that she was only around for a few episodes is kind of disappointing, considering that I feel like she was a pretty decent character, and if she was able to probably journey with them a bit longer, or they get to know each other a bit longer, I would say it would be a lot more interesting, I guess a lot more meaningful. Like her presence would be a lot more meaningful, especially considering how a lot of the characters' actions, especially Hakimaru's actions, sort of closer to the end, or like certain parts of the story, Hakimaru would do certain actions that was affected, that is because of Mio's sort of presence in his life, sort of. And the fact that she wasn't there for too long, or she was only around for 2 episodes, I think, which is quite dreadful, considering she's in the fucking OP, the opening song, and they make it seem like she's this massive character, like so important, but like she's only there for 2 episodes. And even though she was a pretty decent character, that's sort of like why I was kind of bothered with in the beginning. But the show still kept getting better and better, and I was really enjoying it, especially in that first like 15, 16 episodes. I think that the action was done really well. The animation's great. It's MAPPA Studios. The story was really good as well. Like each episode was quite interesting. And then we hit to this certain episodes, especially when we're getting closer to the end, when Hakimaru gets a bit closer to his goal. I think every character kind of changes in personality, and there's this thing where it's like, oh, it's probably because of the demons, and you know, like it's been a long journey, whatever. But I think it didn't serve a purpose of the story especially with Hakimaru at the end. He was sort of like confused with his decisions and kind of not sure on what he needs to do next, and as well as Dororo, who was kind of confused also with what she should do, or what he should do, and what he shouldn't do, and what actions should he support, and what actions should he. Because Dororo, at times, especially in the first 15, 16 episodes, I feel like he was a really, really good character. Like, one of those, like, because a lot of the kids in anime, like sidekicks in anime, are always, like, the most annoying kids, and Dororo is actually pretty decent. But then, like, closer to the show, because of him being a little kid, fuck it. It's a fucking spoiler. It's a girl. Dororo is a girl, okay? I need to probably just say this on the fucking, like, on the description or whatever. But Dora's a girl, fuck it. And I know she's always been useless in the show because, like, it kind of makes sense. She's just a human, and she's a human kid. But the thing is, she's quite smart, and she usually uses her intelligence and kind of like her wit to overcome a few things. In situations where she cannot use her wits and cannot use, because basically she's just a little girl, there's a lot of scenes where she cannot use any of her abilities and any of anything that she has to help Hakimaru out, or like to have anything more, to have input in the story. And I just found her existence to be a bit annoying. If Dororo died in episode 20, I don't think Dororo, it would be much of a fucking, like, miss for me. I guess the characters in the story would obviously be affected, including Hakimaru. But as a viewer myself, watching this show, in the final three, four episodes, I think Dororo was quite insignificant, in my personal opinion, to how the story was. I also found Hakimaru sort of change in personality to be a little bit, I feel like it went from 0 to 100, like, real quick, how he was sort of like, okay, I need to find my body, but, like, I'm kind of chill about it. And then at the end, he just became, like, fucking psychotic. There's also a scene when there's a horse, I think episode 22 or 23, when Hakimaru and this horse was in, like, a fucking, like, this cave, or, like, a crevice, I think, like, they fell to, like, this deep, like, crevice, in a way, and, this armor just fell, and the armor turned this dead horse that was blown to pieces into this, like, ghoulish horse, and I was like, where did the fucking armor come from? Like, what happened there? Maybe I missed it, but I'm pretty sure I was glued into the show. Maybe I'm missing something, but, yeah, that happened. So, one of the final fights, when it was Yugu, Mutsu, and, Tahomaru, and also Tahomaru, I'm kind of, I think the characters just change, and I just don't like how quickly characters change and how characters grew just really rapidly, like their decisions and their behaviors and every. Because Tahomaru was quite a nice guy, like he believes in certain things, and there's certain things that he sort of values, and all of a sudden it just changes. It's like one person says this and like, oh yeah, I'm gonna, this is how I feel now. Like, I'm just there like, what? I don't know. There's a lot of things that didn't really make sense with the characters and the way they're developed. Even Hyakkimaru and Dororo is sort of like, there was like a certain way for a very long time, and then all of a sudden there was like a massive change in their character, which I did not really enjoy personally. I think all in all, I would give the show a high 7 or a low 8 overall. I think the final few episodes is extremely weak. The ending is kind of, I would say the ending is quite unsatisfactory. I would say the first 15, 16 episodes is amazing. I'll give it like a high 8, low 9 maybe. It's very, very good. Extremely enjoyed it. But then we sort of, like episode 16 to 20 was, we can kind of see like a low in quality, a decrease in quality a little bit. And then it's sort of like running out of ideas, or I think not the pacing of the show, I think the momentum of the show was slowing down. I think it was a little bit too long as well, especially for what they're trying to achieve with the show. I just think they had a bit too many, it's so weird to say, but they had a bit too many villains to face, and a lot of the villains just feel like it's kind of insignificant. This is dude with a shark, and that was quite a weird story arc to go through. And also the ending is extremely unsatisfactory. I just felt kind of, I wouldn't say it's extremely unsatisfactory. I would say I'm unsatisfied with the ending, but I felt like we did not get a good enough ending, like good enough closure of how the show, I was kind of hoping for a little bit, you know, more of a cohesive ending and sort of a good way for us to say goodbye to the characters that we've been watching for the last like 24 episodes. I just thought the show overall was pretty good. It was really good in the beginning, especially. You get action, the story arcs were pretty amazing. It gives also this, like, I don't know, like, the ghouls seems kind of, like, this is, like, fear, sort of, that kind of uneasiness that the show kind of gives you, especially in the first half. This world is full of despair. It is also scary, like, it doesn't give you a lot of time to breathe as well, considering that you have to face demons and ghouls and also the humans, that aspect. Kind of like similar to what Last of Us kind of gives you, where you're not just fucking scared of the zombies and all the infected, but also the humans, like the, because they do want to rob you from your livelihood and things like that. But I felt like the momentum of the show kind of wore down a little bit, especially towards the end, and I think the final four episodes is just a bit. It's just so erratic, and I felt like it could have either been told, they probably could have spent a bit more time to tell the final part of the story, but I felt like the length of the show was also a problem. So I would probably scrap like a couple of arcs, especially I would probably scrap like episodes like 17 to 20 or something, and then prolong the final arc. Something like that. I don't know. I just felt the show was a bit too long. Maybe it should have been a 22, 21, maybe 20 episodes thing. I felt like at the end, I just wanted to see how it ended. And then when I saw the way it ended, it was like, it's quite It's how I expected it to be a little bit, just a little bit shitter. I don't know. I really like the show. Like I said, I'm not hating. I'm not saying it's a terrible show. But I'll be honest, considering how much I was really enjoying the first half of the show, considering how it ended, I was a little, I was quite disappointed. But you know what? Overall, I would still give it a watch. I would still recommend people to watch it. I think you should. Everyone should give it a watch. It's great. Animation's great. And I don't know. Maybe you guys, some of you guys, probably would not mind the way it ended so much. But I personally was not a. Personally, I didn't enjoy it as much as some people might have. Hope to hear you guys. Probably speak to you guys a little bit more, considering that it is the end. Uni has ended, so I'm on holiday mode right now, kind of. Probably doing a bit of work, probably doing a little bit here and there, but I wouldn't be too busy or whatever. So I will have time to watch a lot of anime, a lot more anime, play a bit more games and stuff. And I do want to review either Josie the Tiger and the Fish, which is a movie that recently came out, or I want to do a review of Ping Pong the Animation, which is one of the best shows that I've seen the last few months, probably. It's my first 10 out of 10 in quite a while. So, yeah. Hope to talk to you guys a bit more, hopefully, and see you around. Bye.